The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.
Blog Talk Radio.
let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks for joining me tonight on Off Limits. Tonight we're going to talk about the psychology of haters. Before I do that, I wanted to say if you want to call in during the show, the call-in number is 323-843-6160. You can also use Skype if you want to call in, as well as calling in through blogtalkradio.com/offlimits. And feel free to check me out at offlimitsshow.com or at offlimitsrad on Facebook or offlimitsshow on Twitter. So feel free to follow me and do all you want to check me out. There you go. So tonight I'm talking about, as I said, the psychology of haters. And what I mean by that is kind of twofold. I mean, there's more than one kind of hater in the world, and And it's kind of a double meaning with the word these days, because some people mean, when they say hater, somebody who hates people in general, racists, homophobes, just assholes in general, whatever. And there's also haters, people who are just envious of others' success. So we're going to talk about both types of haters tonight and try to understand why people are that way and what makes people that way. Because, you know, everybody in everyone's life, I think, has experienced a hater, whether it is your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your nieces, your nephews, your cousins, whatever, friends, family members, church members, whatever. I mean, they can be anywhere and can be anyone. But the thing about haters is that you have to understand that typically they themselves have something that they themselves are completely insecure about. And so we're going to talk about the first kind of hater we're going to discuss is, you know, people who hate you because you're successful, or people who hate you because they're jealous or envious, or you're doing well in your life and all of a sudden people just don't like you anymore. So we're going to talk about that first. And really, you know, when you are doing well in your life, the people around you should be supportive, I would say, right? People should support you and want to hold you up and make sure you succeed. That is the reason we have friends in the first place, is to be there for us, whether in the good and the bad, right? And a lot of people, or friends in particular, but it could be anyone, like I said, will, when you start to do well, success becomes, you know, or success comes upon you, or success, you finally find success, whether it's financially or through family or getting married or whatever, however you define success or however they define success. When you have something that someone else doesn't have, some people are insecure enough that it makes them jealous and it makes them envious. It makes them want what you have. And it's a natural thing to be envious, unfortunately. It's natural to want what other people have. And when we all look at, you know, Hollywood or the music industry or fashion or whatever, and we all look at these people and want their mansions or their cars or their appearance or looks or the money they have. We all want to possess things because we're human. But I think if one has a solid foundation within themselves, they don't feel the need to want what other people have. They are content in what they have, or know that they themselves can achieve that on their own without begrudging someone else's success. So when you see someone, when someone else sees you and you're succeeding in some way that they want to succeed in, and they can't or haven't or won't or whatever, it brings out in them their own insecurities. And those insecurities really can lead you or anyone to a, you know, really it is about the ego, and it is about the id in a way, but the ego, and really your super ego taking over and saying, fuck that person. I want what they have. They shouldn't have it. I worked on my fucking life for it, and they've got it and I don't. That's not fucking fair. I mean, that's what your super ego is saying in your brain. You've got your super ego, your ego, and your id. And they are all fucking saying, you know, fuck, I want what they have. Why don't I have it? And instead of saying to themselves, well, I need to work harder, or maybe it's just not meant to be for me. Instead of saying those things, they go around saying bad shit about you behind their back. They say things about you because it makes them feel better about themselves. And, I mean, it's very simplistic, but that really is all that it is. I mean, it's a very simplistic thing. But, you know, childish behavior typically is a simplistic thing. So for people who do those things and who do feel threatened by people's success or whomever they may be, it is very typical for that to happen. Now, in my own life, I have experienced haters a great deal throughout my life. And, you know, I am a fairly successful individual. I'm not a millionaire by any means, but I'm certainly not poor. And I'm somebody who is doing okay. I've had my own businesses for 13 years. I've been self-employed for that length of time. And I drive a nice car, I have a good house, and we're doing a remodel in my house and adding on to it. And, you know, I have nice clothes or whatever. So people who are looking at materialistic things may look at me and be envious. And I have friends whom have been friends before, but as the older I got, they began to get more and more, the more successful I became financially anyway, the more they got more turned off by me. And it wasn't because I changed. I didn't change at all. I'm exactly the same person inside. I don't want success. I don't like talk about it or whatever unless somebody asks me about what I'm doing. And yet these people begin to fall off. And I would ask them, what's going on? Why are we not hanging out anymore? Whatever. You know, and they would be – eventually I get to the bottom of it, and they would eventually tell me that they felt it was unfair that someone my age had accomplished what I had accomplished. I'm like, well, why is that a bad thing? Why is it a bad thing for me to have accomplished something at a young age? And, you know, I've had my own businesses since I was 25 years old. And I had cousins who were working for other people and, you know, in government jobs or working in whatever kind of job they're working in, and or in business in general or the military. And they were envious that I had succeeded so early in my life. And when I say succeeded, I simply mean that I had achieved my own personal goals that I had set out for myself at so young. So that's how I see success. And for me personally, you know, success is simply a personal thing. One person's ideal for success is not another person's ideal for success. My ideal for success does partially include financial success, but also includes being in a happy and loving marriage. It includes having children someday. It includes being, you know, close to my friends and having a good, close-knit circle of friends that I go out with and hang out with and I can depend on. That, to me, is success. That's what I define it as. But someone else may define success as simply being able to have freedom or simply being able to have children or whatever. Or whatever, you know, everybody's ideal of success, like I said, is different. So you can't really compare, it's not like comparing apples and oranges. It's not comparing apples to apples or oranges to oranges. It's comparing apples and oranges because, honestly, everybody's ideal of success is different. Now, I know that for me, when people are kind of like hating on me because of whatever the reason is, you know, sometimes when people just don't like you because of the way you look, or some people don't like you because they think you're high on the hog, as they say in the South, like, or like kind of uppity or whatever, or snobbish or whatever the case may be, or they think you're better than everybody else or whatever. And, you know, for example, my husband's family is from Waco, and there's a segment of his family that did not like me when they met me because I would always say to them, I would always speak the way I speak. I speak kind of, I don't know, I've always spoken with a good vocabulary. I have kind of a high-end vocabulary. I mean, I went to college, so I do use my education. And it's not any, I don't think it's like a haughty cat. It's like I say like really long words just to show off or anything. I just am sort of kind of that way. When I speak, I use, you know, words that aren't necessarily common. And so anyway, and so over time, eventually one of them told me the other person thought that I was uppity and snobby because I would use big words that they didn't understand. And that pissed me off. And because the reason is because I speak the way I speak because that's how I've evolved to be. I've evolved to have the cadence in my voice. I've evolved to have the way I speak and the words I choose, et cetera. As a result of who I've become and who I am. So I'm not going to change who I am for someone else or to please someone else or make them feel more comfortable, and neither should you. And, you know, I told them, I said, fuck, I've had, you know, 3 fucking degrees. I should actually use them, for God's sakes. So I'm not going to, you know, dumb myself down to make someone else feel better about themselves. And is that really about me? No. It's not about me at all. Their disdain for me is not about me. It's about themselves. It is about their own lack of self-esteem. That's all it's about. And in any situation with any kind of hater, that is almost always the case. So we've got a caller from 314. Let's see what they have to say. 314, you are on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's up, man?
How's it going?
It's going good. Good show tonight. I just wanted to kind of share kind of my sort of life story. It might sound kind of long, but it definitely relates to haters. If you can just bear with me, just sit right there, and let me tell you about, you know, when my life really just got...
That's a troll, so we're not going to hear what he has to say. I've been doing this long enough to hear that in their voices. I know what they are going to say. So I'm not going to talk to this guy at 314. But thank you for calling 314. Anyway, so we're going to take a quick break, come back, and talk more. But we're going to talk about the other kind of hater next, the kind of haters who are on BTR, the kind of haters that you see all the time on, you know, in life that you encounter in life, people who just hate you because you're different, people who hate you because you're of your race, your sexual orientation, or your religion, or whatever. We're going to talk about that next and get into psychology of them as well. If you have something you want to say, the number is 323-843-6160, and I'll be right back.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
And the number is 323-843-6160, and we can hear what you have to say. I hope you can hear me. It sounded like something went like kooky there for a second. Anyway, if you want to call, the number is 323-843-6160 if you have something to say about the topic. So we're talking about the psychology of haters. We talked a little bit so far about the psychology of haters who hate people for success or for succeeding where they have failed or whatever. And unfortunately, a lot of people also hate people for another variety of reasons, a great deal of reasons. And some of those reasons would be, hold on. Okay, some of those reasons would be the fact that people hate people because of race, because of their sexual orientation, because of their religion, because of whatever. But first, I want to talk about Blog Talk Radio and how we have trolls on BTR, and we have trolls all over the internet, of course. Now, the thing about trolls is this, is that, especially on BTR, you know, it's almost like part of the fabric of BTR. They are sort of a part of it, and they are people who come on here, if you don't know what a troll is, essentially, come on, and they will call into the show, and they'll say something inflammatory or racist or horrible or like or homophobic or whatever, especially on my show. They do shit like that. Or they'll try to they'll come into the chat room and flood the chat room with a million different guests, like they're doing now. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that happens on this on BTR, on this platform. Now, I have nothing against them per se. The problem that I have with them is that they continually say the same shit over and over and over again. Like, they'll call my show and say faggot, 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 or will call me names or whatever. I mean, it's never anything original, unique, or interesting. It's always the same bullshit. So, I mean, if they always say the same shit, they're very childish, and they're typically young, like teenagers or whatever. Unfortunately, a lot of them aren't. But even on your shows, people who we know, the hosts we know, can be trolls and troll people's shows and come into the chat rooms or come into the on air and try to start up a bunch of bullshit and drama. And that's the thing about being on this thing. A lot of the hosts on here are honestly just really the lowest of the low. Not all of them, but at nighttime, specifically, for some reason, it brings out the crazy people. And, you know, I don't know what it is. I guess people who are staying up this late typically are just nuts. Unfortunately, I have a condition where I stay up late all the time. But I think that a lot of them are just fucked up in the head. And they'll come on here and just yell and rant all the fucking time. So why do they hate me so much, or why do they hate people, other hosts or whatever? There are plenty of hosts on here who have issues with trolls and issues with other hosts. And, you know, I myself have been on Blog Talk Radio for about 3 years, and I have run the gamut. I have come across every single host at nighttime specifically on this platform, and a lot of them are very talented people who really know how to have a really great show, some far better than I do, and, you know, some who are very entertaining people. But they always funnel it and channel it towards drama and hatred. And they really, really, honestly hate me. A lot of them do. And I use that word specifically, hate, because they really just don't like me. But let's ask why. Why is it that these people hate me so much, okay? Why do they dislike me so much? Well, the thing about me is, and my show, if you've listened to it from the beginning, you know, 3 years ago to now, is I typically have, up until recently, have had very political shows, very opinionated shows on every topic imaginable. And recently I've just been doing more just kind of random shows, not really planned out or anything. And I, until recently, have been very, very volatile in terms of people's opinions about me, because I say exactly what the fuck I think, okay? And a lot of hosts on here do the same thing. The thing is, though, is that I have never, ever, ever, ever used my platform or my show to call people faggot, nigger, kike, or any of those horrible words that you can use. And it is completely up to the individual host on BTR on what kind of show they want to have. People can have a really great show and not call people names or be fucking racist or homophobic or anti-Semitic or any of those things. They can actually have a show and be entertaining. You can also have a show. The other problem on this fucking thing is people talk about everybody else negatively, meaning saying that they use their name all the time and they're saying, this person's horrible, oh my God, we hate this person, blah, 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 blah. And it's talking about everybody else. Some people's shows on here are all about that bullshit. All they are about is other people's shows, because they have nothing else to fucking do or say. They have no actual content and nothing to say other than talk negatively about everybody else. So these are haters. These are BTR haters, right? These are people on BTR specifically that are haters. Now, back to the question. Why are these people like this? Well, one, I don't think, you know, that these people have a very healthy self-esteem, some of these people. I'm not talking about every host, obviously. I'm talking about the ones I'm thinking of in my head, and I'm sure those of you listening to my show know who I'm talking about or thinking about. Those I'm thinking about in my head do not have a very high self-esteem. They need to feed off drama. They need to feed off other people's misery or hurt or feelings of inadequacy or whatever the case may be. And so they will go for the jugular every single time they are going for someone on BTR or somebody's show because they don't have anything else to say, nothing of interest. And the sad thing is I know some of these people are very intelligent and can truly use their abilities for quote-unquote good and not constantly tearing everybody else down. And I've always asked, you know, what kind of person do you want to be in this world? Do you want to be the kind of person who does that? And people are so easily disguised by the internet because they don't have to use your face. I mean, half the shit people say on this thing, they would never say to your face in person because they wouldn't have the fucking balls. Half the people on BTR, specifically the trolls, would never have the balls to actually do or say the things they do say or when they call into the show or and they call me names or call me whatever they call me or say to me or in the chat rooms or whatever because they're just all fucking little boys and little girls that are immature. They have absolutely no developed sense of emotion. They have no emotional intelligence. That's the best way to put it. If you know what emotional intelligence is, you know, you've got IQs, which is intelligent quotient, which is your brain power, essentially, how smart you are intellectually. And then you've also got an emotional intelligence level. And that's where almost everybody on this thing is lacking, is an emotional intelligence, how you can actually interact with each other as human beings while taking into consideration other people's feelings. And people think that's just, you know, the pussiest thing in the world, but, you know, and maybe it is, but whatever it is, call me a fucking pussy. I don't give a fuck because that's how I am. I give a shit about people, and I don't use my show or my platform to hurt other people. I never have. You can go back through every one of my fucking shows and tell me where I've used that show to hurt other people. I have given my opinion on everybody. I've said what I thought just because I'm entitled to do that because it is my show. And if anyone's come at me, I have absolutely retaliated because I'm not a pussy. And I will absolutely come after you if you come after me. But I am not somebody who uses this show to hurt people. Now, if you are a hater, and you, there are so many on this fucking thing that are, if you are, that is your entire mission in this world is to hurt other people one way or the other. And, you know, the funny thing is like the people who say faggot to me or call me faggot because I'm gay on my show, they don't ever say that. And think, I mean, what do they think I'm going to say when they say it to me? Or what is it they think I'm going to feel when they say that to me? I don't, as I said on my show before, I don't feel anything. It doesn't harm me. It doesn't make me feel anything at all. It just, excuse me, makes me think that they're idiots. So my point is that typically their mission is to hurt me or anybody else, and they always fail. So, but why do they keep coming back? Because they have a compulsion. They have nothing else in their lives. They're probably people who sit around their rooms at night and all they simply do is, you know, play video games on their Xbox and eat Cheetos and smoke pot and, you know, in their parents' basement probably or something. They have probably no future. And even if they do, I think there is such thing as an internet addiction. You know, people can have an addiction. Actually, you can have an addiction to hating people, an addiction to actually fucking with people, essentially, because it gives you a sense of power and control. And that, unfortunately, is almost like an epidemic on Blog Talk Radio or on anywhere on the internet. It's not just BTR. It's anywhere that you interact with other people, Facebook even or Twitter or whatever. People get off on fucking with you or trying to make you feel a certain way. And so we have these people out there that hate us because I'm saying people like myself that are that are the receiving end of these kinds of insults and things because we're different. So the fuck what? I'm fucking glad I'm different. You know what? I am so fucking glad I'm different. I do not want to be like everybody else. That's what makes me so fucking awesome because I am a very unique individual in so many ways, and I love that about myself, and I love myself. And there's nothing anybody can ever say to me to make me feel any differently about that because I do love who I am, and I should love who I am because I'm a fucking great guy. And so these people are coming at me all the time, and does it really matter in the end? No. But what I want to talk about next is what do you do when you're hanging out with people who hang out with people who hate? You know what I mean? What do you do when you're hanging out with people that hate? So, for example, if you have friends on BTR or you have friends in the real world whom you are friends with and you're close to, but they hang around people who say horrible things to you. They hang around people who make fun of you or call you names or just evil to you. Are you supposed to stop being friends with that person? Are you supposed to continue being friends with that person? I mean, that's the question. What do you think? So if you want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160, and we can discuss this if you like, and I'll be right back.
What's up? It's Pickles. Leave a message.
Hey, I'm calling you back. Ooh, she's been a bitch tonight. And by bitch, I mean this rain. No cab, nowhere. So I had to put on the wigs and the heels and the lashes and the ear and take the train to the club. And you know the MTA should stand for motherfuckers touching my ass.
The number is 323-843-6160. We're talking about haters tonight, the psychology of haters generally. If you want to call in, please do. We've got a caller named Two here who has something to say. What do you have to say tonight?
Hey, Icon. Yeah, I have something to say about haters. First off, haters can really ruin you. I mean, if you let them get to you, they can really ruin your life and lead you in the wrong direction because it's their ego, you know. They want to prove something. So they use this hate, and it becomes kind of devilish. And what it'll do is it'll make you do bad things. Like, let's say they're jealous. So they'll say things to make you lose your job or your motivation to continue. So, I mean, it's those type of people that I say stay away from. Now, there's another type of hater that I believe in where they're actually hating on you, but you improve from that. How do I explain this best? I'm kind of a hick kind of guy. I go fishing. And there was this one guy that was kept telling me, you know, you're making too much noise. You're going to scare the fish. Why don't you step back? And he was really hating on me, you know, because I'm trying to fish. But over time, I started to realize, you know, this guy is right. Like what he's telling me, I shouldn't be so loud. I should be quiet, and I should do it this way. I should follow the rules. So there is a good hate, but mm-hmm. it's for us to differentiate the two, the bad hate and the good hate. And it's hard. It's a hard thing to do. Now, do you agree with me on this, or
I do agree with everything you said so far, but I do think there's a difference, though, between what you're saying about the fisherman giving you. Really, he's doing is giving you advice. I don't consider that being a hater, even though it comes across maybe in the wrong way, it's delivered the wrong way, and you took it that way. I don't consider that being a hater, but I get your point. Absolutely, I agree with you that sometimes you've got haters, quote-unquote haters, that can give you constructive criticism that you may actually need to listen to. Absolutely, there are times like that. Yes, I agree with that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's my point. I mean, for us to improve and terms of a better human being or whatever we want to call ourselves, we should listen. We should listen. And then afterwards, we make our opinion afterwards. You know, a lot of people these days, they listen to rap music or whatever, and they hear hater. So mm-hmm. as soon as somebody says something negative, automatically they say,
they're
a hater.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then don't listen. Yeah, mm-hmm. and then don't listen. But if they don't listen, that person could be saying something important that they should be listening.
I completely agree, and I do think you're absolutely right. I mean, I think anytime someone says something about you or to you, there's a difference, though, to me in someone giving you, saying, you know, well, you need to do this, you need to do that, that's one thing. But someone calling you, you know, a faggot or nigger or kike or those bad type of words, if somebody's saying those kind of things to you, that is absolutely hatred. And so that is a hater. But I know what you mean. There's a difference. But I'm just saying that there's a difference to me between that kind of speech, that kind of hater, and the kind of hater who's just saying, you need to do this because you're a loser or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally get what you mean.
Yeah.
Now the thing is, this is the tricky part, and this is why I say the ego is devilish. People these days don't say faggot and niggers and chinks or whatever. They don't say that anymore. They hide it in a devilish way. Like, they won't say, you know, you're a nigger. Or,
right.
or something like that. They'll say something like, man, you know, you don't work hard enough. Or they'll say, you work too much, you're making so much, or you shouldn't let these people tell you what to do and then guide you in the wrong direction. But inside, they're really thinking, that guy's just a nigger. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah, well, I agree that that's very true. It's not just that, not just with black people or any race. It could be black people or gay people or anything. And people today, I've said this before on my show, and like before where racism or homophobia or whatever kind of hatred was in your face and out in the open, today it's very surreptitious. And so it's very kind of hidden behind their words and behind everything they're saying and their actions. And so they don't come off or cross that way, but they really feel that way in their heart. And that's even worse to me because you don't know when someone's being kind to you or to your face, they're a kind person, they're your friend or whatever, but in their heart, they think you're a disgusting or horrible person. So that's really worse to me.
Yeah, and it's damaging. It's super dangerous. Those type of people are the dangerous ones because they actually can get under your skin and make you do things. Their ego will actually turn into your ego, Do you understand what I mean like that? The fact that they're guiding you and then misinforming you can actually make you do things that you don't really were planning on doing. Like people spreading rumors, like a friend of yours might come up to you and say, you know, this guy was saying all this bad stuff about you and all that. But in reality, he is just lonely or something. He wants your friendship. So he'll say other people are saying all this bad stuff about you so that he can push you away from those people and then pull you to him.
Well, yeah.
Those people could actually...
There are people that are that Machiavellian about things. I don't think that most people are that. I mean, I just am more, I think, believe in more of the... I think most people are probably not that, tricky about it. I think most people are a little less conniving, I guess is the word I'm going to say. But yes, there are people who are like that, absolutely, who can use that against you just so they can get their own way. And absolutely, that's true. But yeah. But
you don't have
to. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Icon. So you don't have those type of people in your life that actually, you know, tell you rumors like that? That's good if you don't.
Yeah,
that's
no. Good. Well, not in my life, no. On BTR, there's plenty of people who've done that in the past. Who've said, so-and-so says it's about you or whatever. And I'm like, oh, really? And I always try to go to the horse's mouth, as they say, because I don't like to believe rumors because you never know, first of all, if it's true. And second of all, if it's partially true, while it's being delivered between 1, 2, 3 people, it could have changed the whole way. So you never know for sure, you know, if it's true unless you go to the horse's mouth. So I always, if somebody tells me something, like, for example, there's a host on this BTR thing that I said she hated me or whatever, I heard she hated me, whatever. So I went to her show to find out and it was very nice to her and she kicked me out. So I knew that she hated me. So I knew, I was like, okay, she doesn't like me. And then she sends me an email and tells me and calls me a faggot-ass faggot. So I know she doesn't like me for no reason. So my point is that I didn't know for sure, even though I was told that, and then I went back and found out for myself. So I think that's the trick. You have to actually discover for yourself when you hear that kind of a thing. You never know. And that's the only way you can really dispel it. But, yeah, I agree with you completely. So
yeah, and I agree with your methods of handling that. And that's how we need to deal with things. If somebody's telling us something, we need to at least listen to them and then follow through on what they're saying. Like if they're saying somebody hates you, confront that person that they're talking about just to make sure. Even if you know, like how you said, this person, I think I know who you're talking about, but like this person just booted you,
mm-hmm.
you know, at least now you know the fact.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think that's the mature way to handle that's the way an adult acts to me. That's the way an adult handles things. But most people, especially BTR, but most people, it's just like a bunch of little kids running around with their little egos, you know, hanging out and trying to say, you hurt my feelings, you hurt my feelings. I don't like you anymore. You know, it's just bullshit to me. But half the people act like 2-year-olds on here, on the internet in general. And even in real life, sometimes you've got people like that. So, but I do think, as I said earlier, that the internet exacerbates the whole thing because people on the internet are hidden behind, you know, a name, a screen name. And you don't have to face people face to face. And like I said, most people would not do or say things to your face that they would say on the internet. I'm not one of those people because anything I say to you on the internet, I would say to your face. That's just me. But most people are not like that. And I find that makes it worse because people think they're free to say whatever the hell they want. And it doesn't matter. There's no consequences to their actions. So I think it makes it a lot worse.
Yeah, well, I personally like it, like in terms of these chat rooms and everything. I like people to speak their minds, so now I know they're not lying, that this is how they feel about me. Great. Because in reality, people face-to-face is like what you said. They're scared or whatever, so they tend to hide it and lie and then do these devilish things to you, like to trick you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but on the web, from what I see so far, in the future is going to change, definitely. But right now, people have all this freedom to express themselves because, you know, we're not face-to-face. We're not scared of that confrontation. So we say what we want.
Right.
And I like the fact that people are being open like that, you know?
Yeah, I agree, yeah. And think about the things that people say to you or have said to you in negative light on the internet, and if they would say those things to you looking you in the eye. Most people, you look at somebody in the eye, it really changes the dynamic because it's completely a different feeling than you just saying something to somebody else on the screen. So it's a very different scenario, in my opinion. But anyway, but thank you for calling. I appreciate it. I really appreciate the input, and your, I agree with everything you said, and feel free to call back anytime.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks
for letting me blow up you. Bye.
No time. Bye-bye. Okay, so, yeah, that was a good conversation, and I agree that it's just really unfortunate that we have so many people who really do use their sense of their insecurities, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, their own insecurities to further their hatred and fuel their hatred towards other people, and that is what fuels hatred. So when you see people on Blog Talk Radio, whether it's on their show or whether it is on in the chat room, or whether it's in the real world, whatever the case may be, and they are coming at you with so much hatred, whether it's, you know, like I said, racism, homophobia, whatever the case is, you have to realize that that person, this is what I see, this is what I hear when people call me a faggot or other names or whatever the case may, it may be. What I hear is not, what I hear is hatred, but what I hear is what's behind the hatred. I hear ignorance, stupidity. I hear somebody who's probably uneducated. I hear somebody who's probably got very little knowledge of the way the world works, or been around the world, or really encountered people besides themselves. They're probably somebody that sits in the middle of the country and doesn't have much access to other people, or you're in the inner city or in the city at all, or whatever, in some kind of insulated community, and they haven't been exposed to people different than they are because they've been told not to be. So I think that that's what I hear when I hear it. I hear somebody who's actually insecure. So when somebody says you're a faggot, I hear somebody who's insecure, and the only thing they could go to is that word, because they don't know how else to make me feel bad. And the thing is, it doesn't make me feel bad, and you can say anything to me. And the reason it doesn't make me feel bad is because I am secure myself, especially about being gay. There's the last thing in the world that you could ever talk to me about and make me feel bad about is being gay. I am the proudest fucking gay man in the world. I'm not somebody out there, you know, on a fucking pride parade or in a float or anything, but I would be probably, but I'm not, I just, it's not me, because I don't feel the need to let everybody know that I'm gay. I just say it every day. I do a lot on Blog Talk Radio because I'm pretty much one of the only gay people on this fucking platform. I mean, there's other gay people on here, but very few of them, if any, are as sort of opinionated and outspoken as I am about everything, especially about politics, whatever. And so every time I have a conversation with someone on Blog Talk Radio about something, whether it's politics and we have a disagreement, whatever, about politics, religion, whatever, instead of them debating me about it, what do they go to? Oh, you're a fucking faggot, 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 you fucking faggot, or whatever kind of choice words you're going to use towards me. They can't actually debate me or have an actual conversation because – all, first of all, what I'm saying is true, and secondly, because they haven't got the capacity to do that in the first place, and they're so insecure that they have to go to faggot, like calling me a faggot as faggot because they don't like me. So people who do that, honestly, are sad, sad, sad individuals, in my opinion, sad people, and unfortunately need to take time out from their lives and really assess, who am I, who do I want to be? Is this the person I want to be, this angry, evil, hate-mongering, bigoted, redneck, typically, back-asswater idiot? Or do I want to be someone who's evolved, emotionally evolved, intellectually, who accepts and tries to understand all races, all kinds of people, all kinds of sexual orientations, religions, etc.? That is who I am. I can claim to be that because I have worked on myself my entire fucking life to be that person. That's why I'm so accepting of everybody. The friends that are in my circle, who have been in my circle my entire life, have always been every color of the fucking rainbow. Every kind of, you know, Indian friends, black friends, Asian friends, Native American friends, white friends, black friends. I've had every kind of race. I've had bi friends. I've had trans friends. I've had gay friends. I've had, you know, questioning friends. I've had every single fucking, you know, fucking category. I've had friends who are special needs. You know, I've had every kind of friend there is under the umbrella. So I do not discriminate against anybody ever, and I can say that. How many of you out there listening can say that to me or anybody else? And how many of you would be ashamed to say that you couldn't? I bet a lot of you wouldn't give a shit. You don't give a shit if you're a fucking racist faggot hating, hate-mongering motherfucker, but, you know, a lot of you probably take pride in that. you know, especially like neo-Nazi motherfuckers like that or whatever, but people who actually take pride in that, I mean, you're really fucked in the head to really spread hatred and really – it's like people like the fucking Westboro Baptist Church and the people who, you know, go around the country and they picket gay funerals, they picket soldiers that have died in war in Afghanistan or whatever and come back. They picket everything, and they hate everybody. Yet they call themselves the Westboro Baptist Church, which is trying to immolate God or Jesus or whatever. And this is really what you think Jesus Christ himself would have wanted? Fuck no. And that's the other thing. People like Christians and stuff – I'm sorry I'm going on a tangent now, but I'm going to say it anyway. People like Christians and stuff who believe in Jesus Christ and all – you know, which I'm not a Christian, but people who do believe in that. And, you know, half the time they are the most guilty of hatred that I have ever witnessed. They are the ones that are the worst hate-mongering people that I've ever met. And so anyway, that all gets really fucking frustrating for me. And people like that, all of it comes from what? It comes from insecurity. It comes from ignorance. It comes from lack of knowledge and, you know, all of those things. And unfortunately, it's passed on by people a lot. Anyway, so I got off on all that a minute ago. Before I take a break, I was going to talk about what do you do when you have friends who hang around people that you don't like, and what do you do about that? And people who hang around people who actually hate you or whatever. So take a quick break and be right back.
Yeah.
323-843-6160, and I'm happy to take your call. I was referring to the fact that there are sometimes people in your life whom are friends, good friends even, you're close to them, and yet they hang around people that you just cannot stand because those people are mean to you or hate you or don't like you. And so you have that friend is in between, caught between two sets of friends, or they're caught between you and this other set of friends. And so what does that person do? Does that person have to be no longer be friends with them, or do they have to still be friends with you? And what is the choice that they're to make, really? And it puts them in a difficult position, absolutely. But this is how I see it. It really depends on what the friends of the friend are doing. If, for example, the friends of the friend are simply people you just don't like and get along with, that's one thing. People you just don't click with and you don't have anything in common or whatever and you just don't like each other, well, of course, that middle friend should not have to give up their friendship with them to be friends with you. However, if, for example, you're friends with someone and those friends of theirs are homophobic, bigots, racists, just really horrible, disgusting people, then in my book, in the way I live my life, yes, that middle friend has to either make a choice to be their friend or be your friend. And the reason for that is because I have a very high bar for loyalty, because that's the kind of person that I am. So when I'm friends with somebody, I'm intensely loyal and intensely their friend through and through. That's just how I am made. I've always been that way. And I expect nothing less than the same in return. And sometimes that expectation is too much for some people to actually be able to meet. And I get that, but that's why I have so few friends. I have very few friends in my life, my real life, that I have a handful of really close friends. And the reason I have so few is because I expect no less from my friends than what I give to them. I don't expect any more, but I don't expect any less. So because I have such a high, it's very hard to find people that kind of quality that you can actually be friends with and actually meet that bar. So recently on BTR, and I'm sure those of you who know me know who I'm speaking about, I was friends with another host on here, and she and I were good friends, and I still like her. I still think about her and think that she's, you know, a cool chick and everything from what I know. But she was friends with a bunch of people who on BTR cannot stand me, and I cannot stand them because they're always calling me horrible names. So I told this person that I don't appreciate that. And that she, well, first, this is what I don't understand. How can someone that is your friend be so close to that kind of person and not be that kind of person themselves? That's where I have the disconnect personally. So how do you remain friends with somebody who says they're not, for example, racist or says they're not homophobic or whatever and hasn't given you any indication that they are, yet they entertain these people? They laugh at their jokes. They hang around all the people on BTR that are actually those things. So to me, it doesn't make any sense. To me, this person is either pretending to be my friend, or they really do agree with everything people are saying and just trying to, I don't know what they're trying to do, what the motivation is. But whatever the case is, I don't agree with that, and I don't live my life that way. I live my life very openly and honestly, and if you can't do the same, then you can't be my friend. And I would never, for example, let's turn it around here. For example, if I had a friend who was, let's say they're black, and this black friend and I were really close friends, right? And I had a bunch of friends I've been close with for a while, and all these people were always calling this black friend of mine the N-word. Always calling this black friend of mine horrible names and saying how disgusting this person is and how horrible they are and blah, 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 blah. And I'm saying, oh, that's so funny, ha, 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 and just laughing it off, right? Laughing about it and just saying, oh, that's so funny to them. But when I'm with my friend, I'm saying, well, that's just horrible the way they treat you. Oh, my God, that's just a horrible thing. Oh, my God, they shouldn't be saying that. And then my friend's saying to me, well, why are you friends with them? Why are you friends with them if they're calling me the N-word in the first place? Why are you friends with me? And so that is why I
and no longer friends with that person. It's exactly the same situation. And that's not just on BTR. I've had friends just like that in the real world as well, where I have had friends that have done the same type of thing to me and have tried to be so completely, you know, one way with me when they're with me and then a completely different way when they're their friends. And so that is not a real friend. And that, to me, is the definition of haters. All of the things I've mentioned to you so far are haters. And someone, even someone like that friend of mine who did that and continues to do that today, I consider that to be a hater. Because honestly, if you really care about somebody and you actually honestly don't believe in the things people are saying about that person, then you wouldn't entertain them in the first place. That's what I think. So what do you think? Feel free to call in. The number is 323-843-6160. I'll be right back.
Down.
Okay, so we are back on Off Limits Show. If you want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160. Hold on. Sorry about that. If you want to call, the number is 323-843-6160. And if you have something to say about what we're talking about tonight, which is the psychology of haters. And as we've been saying during the show, there are all types of haters. But before I move on with this topic, I was I got a phone call from someone while I was on hold, and while I had the music going, which is why I played two songs. And she gave me a very good she's very encouraging and very nice, so I appreciate that caller. But caller, you were not on the air when you were speaking, so sorry. But anyway, I also want to say this is like what I was trying to say a moment ago about the situation was this is the difference to me, and you know, it isn't fair, absolutely it's not fair to ask somebody to give up their friends, as I said earlier, because of how their relationship is with one other person. Absolutely, that's not fair, typically. But as I was trying to explain, the difference is whether those friends, the relationship between those friends of the friend and you is strained because of difference of personality or whatever, or because these people are actually racist and homophobes or whatever, when you're gay and biracial. So that creates an issue for someone. And someone who does not understand racism or homophobia or doesn't experience it, or hasn't experienced it their entire life, would not really understand what it means to have people of a friend of a friend to say those things to you, and for that friend to still remain friends with them. So that is not an unreasonable request by any means, and I think most people would agree with me about that. Most people would agree that that is not an unreasonable request. So to me, it speaks to the person's character. If someone chooses to hang, you know, you are who you are friends with. That is what I've always said and thought. And it is true. You are who you are friends with. It doesn't mean you don't have your own brain and don't think differently about some issues maybe. But generally speaking, the character and the integrity of the people you keep company with is generally the same integrity and character that you yourself possess. Because why would anyone want to surround themselves with people that are so completely opposite of themselves, completely different than they are in the way they think or their character or whatever. So it is completely irrational for me to say that my friend in the middle of all this does not condone or does not think the way these people think, when this person has always promoted these people, has always been around these people, hangs around all these shows, and blah, 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 blah. So as I've always said, and as I think everyone would agree with me, actions speak louder than words. And that is a credo that I have always lived by, and I still live by to this day. If somebody says, you know, somebody can say to me, oh, I love you, you're great, wonderful, terrific, whatever, and then behind my back be stabbing me in the back or saying shit about me or whatever, I'm not saying that's what this person did, but I'm saying generally speaking, that is something, doesn't mean anything, because words are only words unless they're true. There's a saying by John Keats, I think, words are only words unless they're true. So words don't mean shit unless you've got action to back them up. And to me, that is the difference. And, you know, look, I am a very principled person, and I don't expect everybody to be as principled as I am. And I'm not perfect, and I'm not a saint by any means, but I do have a certain code that I live my life by, especially when it comes to my friendships and comes to my relationships, etc. And I do not want to compromise that for anybody, and I shouldn't be asked to. And I don't ask this friend or any other friends that have been in similar situations to compromise themselves. If they don't want to be my friend anymore, then they don't have to be my friend anymore. It's pretty simple. Yes, as I said before, when I'm friends with somebody, I am friends through thick and thin. However, when you are not living up to your end of the bargain, and you've been told over and over again, you've been told this is not kosher with me, and they still continue to do it, then what else do you have left to do but to end the friendship, right? There's nothing else you can really do but to end the friendship, because the only thing you cannot control other people's actions. No matter what you do, it's just you. You can control yourself. You can control your own life and what is in your periphery, but you cannot control the actions of someone else. And they have to make the decision for themselves whether they want to be a good person, you know, or be an asshole or whatever. That is completely up to them. So you have to leave it up to them to make the choice and decision to be a good person and not be a hater. But unfortunately, that isn't always the case. And sometimes you have to let people go because they choose to remain enmeshed in a scenario where people that are surrounding them are not of the highest integrity. Sometimes you just have to let people go because you can't really change people for what they are. So anyway, wow. So I felt a lot tonight. Jesus Christ. So we've got 30 minutes left in the show. If you want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160. The only other thing I want to say about this, I guess, is that when it comes to haters in general, people who just don't like you for whatever reason, and I guess that's basically the whole thing. I mean, you have to realize that you really have to realize ultimately, as I was saying, it comes down to you. And you have to weed out people out of your life that are toxic to you, are cruel to you, are not living up to their side of the bargain as a friend or whatever. You have to weed people out. I've gotten so many people in my life that I have weeded out because they have not been a true friend. And, you know, a true friend to me is someone who is completely and utterly loyal. That is the first and most for me. And sometimes you get in situations where it gets more difficult to be loyal, but that's when the real friend steps up to the plate and they actually, you know, step up to the plate and they take a stand. And that's, you know, particularly that situation I was speaking about, that was the issue because this person doesn't take a stand. They stay on the fence about everything. They're always in the middle. Don't want to take sides. They don't want to be, you know, mad. Somebody wants to be mad at them, for God's sake. Somebody be mad at you or whatever. Who the fuck cares if somebody's mad at you? I mean, people get mad at people all the time. If you have something, a principle, I'm saying this to everybody, if you have a principle to stand on, then you've got to stand for that principle. You have to have a fucking backbone. You have to stand for it. You can't just be wishy-washy back and forth and just kind of stay in the middle and think everybody's always going to love you, because it's not going to always be that way. You have to take a stand. And I've never had a problem doing that. And a lot of people do. And if people have an issue with taking a stand, that's their own issue. But you have to take a stand, and in a friendship of any kind, relationship, friendship, whatever, you've got to take a stand for who you are, and that other person has to take a stand for who they are, and you have to try to meet in the middle. But unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't work out that way. That's what I want to say. Anyway, I think I'm done with that right now. So I'm just sort of like, I don't know. And the other thing, one more thing. Oh, wait a second. Can I read something here? That's funny. I never carry these knives. I'm going to be hanging out. This one, the old one. Maybe it helps to do it. I'm sorry. I've got a message I was reading. Sorry about that. I'll get back to that. That person just sent me that message. I'll get back to you in a second. Anyway, so I wanted to say all that today, but I appreciate those who listen. But haters, you know, the thing about haters is that we who try to be positive about things and about life in general, we do absolutely have to stand for up for ourselves. We can't let people like that walk all over us. We can't let people like that bother us. We have to allow people like that to just roll off our backs, because that's what I have to do. And it doesn't bother you after a while. After a while, it all becomes like this white noise and chatter in the back of your head. All this negativity that people are throwing at you. And energy is important. I mean, not to get too new agey on people, but I do believe in energy. And there is energy in words. There is energy in what you say, what you do, what you type on the internet. There's energy in that. There's positive and negative energy. And when you're putting all this negative energy at people, these haters, it's coming at you, it can really get to you and it can really harm your psyche. But ultimately, you have to decide for yourself whether it's important to listen to what they're saying, or whether it's important to just say, fuck you, I am who I am. And that's how I live my life. I just am who I am. If you like me, great. If you hate me, fine. I don't care either way. You can love me, you can hate me, but I am what I am. And that's just how I see my relationship with my life. So thank you for listening and have a great night.
The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.